Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shana Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shana Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Hey, Broadwasted listeners, Brian here. I just want to let you know a family friend of mine, Lori Seligman, recorded a little quarantine project. I really got a kick out of it, and we wanted to do them a solid, so we're sharing it here. I'll let her explain what it is and how she's going about it, but thought this would be a good time to kind of share other people's way of dealing with what we're going through. So enjoy Lori's stories. Am I podcasting now? Are we recording? Joshua, did you hit the play? Oh, we're recording. All right, I'm going to start now, okay? All right. Hi, everybody. I'm Lori Seligman, Nana to Joshua Seligman, who is my producer. Say hello, Joshua. Oh, right, you don't have a mic. All right, that's fine. He says hi, don't worry. Anyway, like most of us, I've been feeling a little cooped up ever since the corona hit. And after a few days of reorganizing every closet and cabinet here in my home in Brooklyn, I had enough. So I asked myself, when this is all over, is the world gonna be different? And then I answered myself, Lori, the whole world is gonna be different. So I figured, what better way than to keep a record for historians and anthropologists? My whole life, people have told me, Lori, you're an excellent storyteller, and boy, do I have stories to tell. But I wrote them all down on my Chromebook that my kids bought me for Hanukkah. But when I was done, I thought, these stories are missing something special, a kind of pizzazz, that je ne sais quoi. You better believe I'm bilingual. And that missing piece is me, Lori Seligman, my commentary, my inflections, my real knack for storytelling. So, my grandson Joshua, who I mentioned before, he's a beautiful boy, is going to help me record them. So, let's get started. I present to you Lori's Stories. What? Sing the theme song now. Okay, sure. When you're stuck inside and low on inventories, tune right in for Lori's Stories. Live from Brooklyn. Yes, Joshua, I understand this isn't live. I know what a podcast is, kids. This first story is about one of my favorite parts of the old way of life, vacations. Now, why am I telling you a story about vacations? Well, when the corona is over, something that's going to be wildly different when this is all over is... a drum roll, please. Oh, thank you, Joshua. The travel industry. So, that's why this first story is about my time aboard the Royal Caribbean International Cruise. Cruises are really gonna take a hit when this whole thing is over. I can't think of anything in the history of the cruise ship industry that has ever been more devastating. I mean, talk about a disaster. This virus to the cruising industry is like a huge collision right into the side of a ship, sending all the passengers into the water, sinking the ship down to the ocean floor. I can't think of a single time anything like this has happened to the cruise industry. Oh my God, I just described what happened to the Titanic. That was the Titanic, what a disaster. Oh, the actual event, not the movie. I can't believe I forgot. How could I be so forgetful? You know, I bet if they had used the slogan, Titanic, never forget, I wouldn't have forgotten. Because 9/11, I've never forgotten. And I do attribute it to their smart choice of slogan. Oh, you know what? We should cut this all out, Joshua. Nobody wants to hear me talk about 9/11 at a time like this. What's next? Pearl Harbor, Hiroshima, Cheryl Silverstein's botched facelift? Can we cut this all out? Okay, we can? All right, okay, great. Let me just hang on 1 second. I just want to write a quick note. Reminder, watch Titanic. Don't put in tape 2 before watching tape 1. Sure, it's long, but hey, where am I going? And the things I would say about a young Leonardo if my husband wasn't in the other room? Oh boy. Back to the story. It was my husband David's 65th birthday, his Medicare birthday, so we wanted to take the whole family on a vacation, a tropical beach vacation. Aruba, Jamaica, come on, Nana and Papa want to take ya. So we decided on the Royal Caribbean International Cruise, 7-night Bahama cruise package. Of course, I did my research, and this was one of the best that fit our needs as a family. I mean, we had adults, we had kids, we had everything in between, and we needed something that was good for everyone. Back then, in 2017, cruises, they had everything. Water slides, cabaret shows, shrimp buffets as far as the eye could see. And me, I can see pretty far. Thank you, Dr. Singh, for the LASIK. So, we're talking a lot of shrimp. So, the whole family packs up and we head to the seaport. That's kind of like an airport, but for boats. Am I digressing too much, Joshua? No? Whew. You got this, Lori. Be confident in yourself. You're a natural storyteller. Stories need digressions, transgressions, all kinds of aggressions. You got this, girl. Okay, so where was I? Ah, yes, the seaport, like an airport, but for boats. There we were, all of our suitcases in tow, and who do I run into but my dear, dear friend, Judith Friedman. I say, Judith, are you getting on the Royal Caribbean 7-night Bahama vacation cruise? And she says, Royal Caribbean? No. We only do princess cruises. So I said to her, Judith, excuse me, but I did my research and the Royal Caribbean 7-night Bahama vacation cruise is what's best for my family. Well, to each their own. The nerve, absolute nerve. Here I am, about to set sail on Oasis of the Seas, part of the Royal Caribbean 7-night Bahama vacation cruise, and she has the nerve to imply princess cruises were better. I was fuming, absolutely fuming. So I hugged and kissed Judith, and I wished her a bon voyage, which is French for have a good cruise voyage, like I said earlier, bilingual. Hugging and kissing our friends was something we used to do before the virus. It's good that I'm making a record of these things. Anyway, I was so mad, so I thought to myself, WWLD, what would Linda do? Now, for those of you who don't know, the Linda we're speaking of is Linda Berkowitz, my best friend for over 40 years. We do everything together, like two olives in a martini. So, I tried to channel Linda in this situation. Usually, I'm the clear-headed, calm, collected one, and Linda is the one that's so easily frazzled. But Judith Friedman had really just set me off, saying that princess cruises were better, which means that I didn't love my family as much as she loved hers, and that I'm selfish and self-involved. Whew. She didn't actually say those things, but they were implications. And sometimes implications are stronger than words. I always say that, but not with words. I say it by implying it. So anyway, I channeled Linda, and I could practically hear her saying in my ears, who cares? Get on the ship, Oasis of the Seas, with your beautiful family, and have the time of your life. Enjoy them for all 7 nights of the Royal Caribbean 7-night Bahama vacation cruise. Forget about princess cruises. And you know what I did? I did just that. I tell you what, I felt like the princess of the cruise. The princess of the Royal Caribbean 7-night Bahama vacation cruise. What did you say, Joshua? Language. I don't want to risk being taken off the airwaves. Though I do agree that Judith can S a D. So, that's my story. I hope the cruising industry bounces back because we did have so much fun on that vacation cruise. Okay, so until next time, listeners, always remember, never buy sushi on sale. It is a bad decision to make. Bye-bye. So now what? You just dropped it into the internet? I know you've told me already, but it's just all so fascinating. Uploading, downloading, all kinds of loading. Okay, you can stop recording now. When you're stuck inside and low on inventories, tune right in for Lori's Stories. Live from Brooklyn.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.